Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure. For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
And we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Class Kips 101.7. At the break, Perigold leading Mountain Home 23-20. We'll check our halftime numbers in a moment. Right now, we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher. And Josh, 67-63 loss to Greene County Tech this past Friday night, or this past Tuesday night, that is. I tell you what, it's one of those situations, if you just had a little more time on the clock, we may be saying something different right now.
You know, you got to give a lot of credit. First of all, I want to give a lot of credit to Greene County Tech. They're an outstanding team, and they've been one of the hottest teams in the state.
Yep.
Starting out the year, and we knew we had our hands full, and we knew they had some talented guards that can shoot the ball, but really didn't expect them to come out like they did, and we struggled to find answers for them in that first half.
Yeah.
We really did, and. But, you know, we've identified some things I think that'll give us a better chance, you know, next time we play them. Thing is, we go to Greene County Tech. But it's a tough game regardless of we knew it was going to be a tough game. We spoke earlier before the game. When Mount Home and Greene County Tech play, it's going to be close. And, you know, hopefully the team that makes the most adjustments can and hopefully that's us. We come out on top next time we play them. But, by gosh, we'll have to work hard because they're really good.
I tell you what, it's one thing they definitely have. It's a combination of speed and shooting.
Yes, and yeah, they shot it really well. And they extended us and then got behind us and then still got to other shooters. So we did, you know, we struggled there, but you know, we went into halftime, made some good adjustments as we always do. You know, we always come out, you know, in the second half we play like a really good second half team. And then we made a nice little run there and play, you know, the guys played with a lot of guts, you know. And you know, a lot of teams will lay down in that situation and just be like, okay, these guys brought it and we don't have an answer for it. But we kept battling, kept staying in there and, you know, and had a chance there. I mean, you know, it's a one-possession game with the ball in your hands.
That's, right.
I mean, you can't ask for much more than that other than the lead with the ball in your
exactly.
hands.
Exactly.
But yeah, you know, and really proud of the effort, really proud of the guys. And they did, and we did it doing a lot of different things, executing down the stretch, changing a lot of defenses and what we were doing. Really played some high-level basketball as far as, like, intelligence, you know, for most of the part. And just kind of right there at the end, you know, just a few mistakes and a couple missed shots, you know, and that's the way the cookie crumbles. But, you know, that's past us. Our focus is on Perigold tonight. You know, this is going to be a tough environment. They've got three guys that can really stroke it, really put the ball in the hole, led by Jonah Treese, who seems like he's been here forever.
Uh-huh.
He's been a starter forever here. Kid can flat out play, you know, 6'4". Just a basketball player. He can get it done, you know. And every team, you like to have that go-to guy when you need it. And Perigold's definitely got it. And he's surrounded by some really good shooters. But it's going to be a battle. I mean, Perigold and Mountain Home is going to be a battle. And, you know, we're at Perigold. This is a unique gym. It's smaller.
Yeah.
It's going to be really loud. So communication and showing poise. And really, our kids are going to have to step up and make the plays tonight and really talk to each other and be leaders out on the floor. But it's going to be four quarters, and it's going to be every position, every possession, excuse me, game is going to really matter and be really crucial for us.
Well, Josh, thanks for joining us and good luck tonight.
Yes, you know, our girls are in a battle here.
Absolutely.
You know, and we kind of knew that. Their Paragould's got a lot of size, but our girls got a lot of heart. And that's what I like about our girls. That's what I really love about our boys. So we're going to come out. We're going to play with a lot of heart and leave it all out on the line. And hopefully we come out on top tonight. Matt, appreciate you.
Thank you, Josh.
All you do. Go Bombers.
All right, go Bombers. That is Mount Tom Boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher. We'll break. We'll come back and check our halftime numbers in just a moment. Our score, Paragould leading Mountain Home 23-20. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President with Arvest Bank. We are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our branches or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI, an outpatient surgery site, and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.
And we welcome you back into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. At the break, Mountain Home trailing Paragould 23-20. Take a look at the numbers for both teams. First off, for Mountain Home, Kate Gilbert and Anna Grace Foreman with 9 points each. Gilbert, a perfect 4-of-4 from the free throw line. Anna Grace Foreman, 1-of-2, and also some 4 field goals around the bucket. Addison Yates with the other 2 points. She was 2-of-2 from the charity stripe. For Paragould, leading score so far is Calissa Hollis with 7 points. 5 each for Alex Springard and Blythe Benefield. 4 for Kelsey Dupuy and 2 for Taylor Beasley. No ties, no lead changes in this game as of yet. Right now, Paragould with 8 turnovers in this contest. Mountain Home with 6. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll come back and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at the break. Paragould leading Mountain Home 23-20. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Not a guarantee.